A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
L-M-F-M. 11 to 1.
Yes, a month ago they set off on an epic journey across the sea. Two teams took to the water to start this toughest endurance race from Ireland, the Talisker Whisky Atlantic Challenge. It's a premium event in ocean rowing. Now, it normally takes about 35 to 40 days for the top rowers to complete, and they cover over 3,000 miles, requiring them to row for 12 hours a day. They face exposure to the elements, dehydration, seasickness, the lot. We've been following the progress of Dundalk man Eugene Moen and the crew. They're on the four-man boat, Crean. They're a month at sea at this stage, and they're taking on the challenge to raise funds for the RNLI and the Laura Lynn Hospice. But in a surprising turn of events, the five-team boat, Brua, are on the home stretch, and they are well on their way to smashing a world record. So I had to catch a word with one of them, Garrod O'Brien. He's from Rathdrum. He's on the line. How are you getting on?
Today, Oscar, we're doing great here. Thanks very much.
Fantastic to have you on 11 to 1. You're a month at sea at this stage, exactly a month. What are the spirits like now, Garrod?
Our spirits are very high. I think we've been very lucky. We're a very tight-knit crew. Most of us have been friends for a long, long time, and we're all kind of from the same area. And as you said, it's been a month, but the crack is mighty. And for us, you know, it's great morale now because we're getting very close. Our families are all at the airport making their way to Antigua, and we're just 2 days now until we'll be arriving. So, yeah, spirits are high.
Fantastic. And, you know, yesterday on the show, I played you guys singing the Proclaimers song 500 miles on the boat. So I can see definitely that the spirits are high. So you're less than 500 miles from the destination. This is setting a record.
Yeah, so we're down to just 200 miles now. It usually takes us a little bit of time to get those videos out because, unfortunately, our broadband connection is a little poor on the Atlantic. But, our goal as a five-man team really was to break the world record, which is currently set at just under 36 days. We're going to finish in 33 and a half days.
Amazing.
So we'll have broken the record by 2.5 days, which would be really amazing.
That is absolutely outstanding. And we should mention as well that this is the first time you guys have taken on anything like this. Like, you guys wouldn't be professional rowers or anything like that.
No, we wouldn't even be amateur rowers, really. One of the crew, Shane Cullerton, he has done some offshore rowing before, but the rest of us literally started from scratch. We'd never been in a boat before, and that journey started 2 years ago. And so, yeah, we set out a plan along with our friends on the four-man team, all nine of us together as one campaign, and we hatched a plan, and we just worked our way through it, and now we find ourselves... we'll finish in fifth place, hopefully, in the race.
Amazing.
Overall. Amazing. And the first five match and break the world record. So, yeah, it's great. It's a great result.
That is an unbelievable result. And, you know, when I spoke to Eugene at the start, Eugene Moen, our man from Dundalk, when we spoke to him at the start of all of this, you know, he said that between ye guys that there would be a bit of rivalry. So it's fair to say that Brua has completely left the other guys in the dust at this stage.
It was a long race, and the lads are doing absolutely fantastic. We started 2.5 minutes apart, and our strategy was to go as hard as we could for the first couple of days. And unfortunately, on day three, we had a pretty bad problem with the boat. We lost our main solar panel, and we ended up running out of power completely on the boat. So that was a big challenge for us. We ended up having to rewire the boat, and that involved drilling holes and wiring the solar panels directly onto one of the batteries. And it took us 3 days then to get our batteries back charged. And in the meantime, we were having to hand steer the boat and basically shut down all our services on the boat. So thankfully, we got over that. And we have a motto, which is keep the boat moving, 1 kg BMS. So we're always, there's always people rowing. It's a 24-hour operation, and we row, we rest, we eat, and we repeat. And the lads are doing the exact same thing. So they're a little bit behind us, but over the grand scheme of things, if you were to look it on the map, you would think that we're on top of each other. Okay. That being said, there'll be plenty of crack and rivalry when we get into Antigua.
You guys have to lord it over them a little bit, absolutely. And I can hear you there. I can hear the rowing going on there in the background. Now, describe the boat for people, because I have posted a photograph of this. This is not big.
No, it's only 7 meters long. It's designed for four people, and there's five of us, so it's very tight. We're very lucky. Two of the guys are sharing a cabin that's really designed for one person, and so that's a struggle. And they take it on, which is better for the rest of us. The boat is like a big bathtub, 7 meters long, fiberglass, and it's very thin. But when the sun is shining on it, it's translucent. You can almost see through it. So you feel a little bit exposed. And at each end, we have a cabin where you can sit up or lie down. That's it. So, and when you're on deck, you're completely exposed. So, you know, we've seen it all. Christmas Day, the weather started to get bad, and we had waves breaking onto the boat and turning the boat onto its side, and the deck getting flooded with waves. So you really are very exposed, but it's well built, and we were well prepared, and we knew what we were getting in for. And, as you said, all the teams now on the home straight, so just a couple to go.
Absolutely, and you've had seasickness, the whole works. But look, what's it like though, Garrod, you know, being in such close quarters with the other four lads? I mean, you can tell me, right, who's getting on your wick now at this stage?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Sinead, my brother's on the boat, so that was always going to be, a challenge. But I know, it's funny, you know, we all know, we all go through our ups and downs, and we're all tired, we're all hungry at times, and we're all working hard, we're rowing 15 hours a day. So we came into this with a policy that we'd be honest with each other, we'd be open with each other, and we'd flag things as quickly as we can. So, you know, regularly during the day, we tell the guys, you know, something is annoying me, this was said, and usually it's a misunderstanding, and we move on, and at the end of the day we're a crew, and we're having a good time, and we're going to finish stronger friends than we even started.
Oh, so you definitely will. Now, speaking of the end, what are you going to do as soon as you hit dry land? What's the first thing you want to do?
Well, everyone has a list of things they want that they miss. For me, for some reason, I'm craving eclairs. But honestly, the biggest thing is to get rejoined with our family. So we really, like, a lot of us have kids. So, and we're away for Christmas, which is challenging.
Of course.
So yeah. So we're really looking forward to see the family. But that'll quickly turn into a pint and a burger, I'd say. Once we arrive.
Get this man a pint. There's going to be plenty of pints of burgers, absolutely. Now, I have to mention that you're doing this for two fantastic charities, the Laurel Inn Hospice and the RNLI. The donations are flooding in. You guys must be so proud. You've completely smashed the target.
Yeah, and we're really lucky. We've a great shoreside team. So Eugene's dad and brother are both involved, Brian and Connor, and then Aina Bailey, who is the son of one of the crew members, Jim, on the other boat, and Una Hennessy, and they're really, really fantastic. They've done a great job for us, and they're really pushing the charity side of things, as well as keeping our social media up to date, which we can't do much about here. So we would ask people, you know, the charities have gone, the donations have gone high, but for the last couple of days, if people can dig deep, whatever they can spare, go on to rowhardorgohome.com. The link is there for the charities, for the donations, and as you said, it's for the RNLI and for Laurel Inn, two great charities. So we're absolutely delighted that we're able to help them in some way.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I'm so thrilled for all of you involved in this. It's been fantastic from our point of view here to you know, keep up with the progress and catch up with you guys along the way. Keep her lit now, right? You're going to be on dry land and back with family before long, but I'm wishing you every success. There's only one song, Garrod, that I can play for you. It has to be The Proclaimers. Here it is, 11 to 1. Best of luck to you. Oh, it's an iconic song. It'll be in your head for the day. The Proclaimers, 500 miles, especially for the amazing Irish team that are rowing their way across the Atlantic Ocean. Absolutely brilliant. You can find out more details, by the way. Row hard or go home. You can find them on Instagram as well. You can see the boat and you can see what they're up to, and any donation is going to those two great causes, and I wish them all the very best of luck as they go into the final stretch of the journey.
LMFM. 11 to 1.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.